WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your afternoon flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, we have video at NJ1015.com of a dramatic swimming pool rescue. Two police officers pulled an unconscious toddler from a backyard pool in Newark and revived the child. The officers rushed to the home on Sunday, got the two-year-old out, and revived her before an ambulance arrived. The child was wearing a flotation device. Her father and family friend were home at the time. The medic and three Thai Navy SEAL divers who stayed in the cave with the trapped boys of a youth soccer team and their coach have left the flooded cave. Officials say they are all in strong condition. The daring rescue mission saved all 12 boys and their coach, ending an 18-day ordeal. Do you still pay with cash? There's a proposed Jersey law that would ensure you're always allowed to use dollars and cents at a retail establishment. The bill, sponsored by Assemblyman Paul Moriarty, penalizes retailers with a fine if they only allow payments by card.
We have a lot of people that do not have access to credit. They could be poor. They could be young and have not established credit yet.
Moriarty cites a major credit card company that offered incentives last year to businesses that went completely digital with payment. This portion of the news made possible by Orkin. Every home is unique. That's why Orkin relies on the latest science to get rid of pests. Visit Orkin.com today. Orkin, pest control down to a science. A South Jersey man could lose his arms and legs after being exposed to a rare flesh-eating disease. The 60-year-old had gone crabbing in Morris River. The next day, his limbs began to swell. Blisters formed. He was in tremendous pain. And doctors say if he does not respond soon to the antibiotics, they may have to amputate at least three, maybe all four limbs. President Trump has picked Judge Brett Kavanaugh for the Supreme Court to replace retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy. Kavanaugh serves on the Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit. He's expected to be less receptive to abortion and gay rights than the justice he would replace. The Democratic leader in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, already wasting no time saying he'll oppose Kavanaugh. A new Taft State of Diversity survey finds diversity is on the rise in Jersey. Krista Jenkins of the FDU poll says almost 90% of Garden State workers deal with someone of a different race or ethnicity every day. And
68% of respondents say their coworkers value diverse perspectives and backgrounds and encourage a respectful work environment.
The survey also finds a majority of employees think a work project has been improved or made better because of the diverse background of a team member.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.